You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Andros Townsend to score and Palace to win. Was 11-2, now 7-1. And Nathan Redmond to score and Southampton to win. Was 17-5, now 5-1. Palace, Derek, have now lost six successive games after being beaten 5-4 at the Liberty last week. And Alan Pardew has never, in his history as a manager, lost seven in a row in the Premier League. However, it takes some doing to lose six in a row. He has done that before when manager of Newcastle back in early 2014. Palace have just been shocking in 2016, haven't they? Averaged 0.69 points per game, lower than any other team in the Football League or the Premier League this year. 12-5 to beat Southampton, Derek.
They're no better at all, are they? I mean, you know, they didn't just lose 3 points against Swansea last week. I think they lost what little confidence they had left. They lost direction. They'll probably lose their manager as well. It was a cataclysmic defeat for Palace, and I can't see how they can bounce back from that. I really can't. I mean, you know, I said earlier that teams can bounce back from a bad performance, but it was just a manner of it. You battle back from 3-1 down to 4-3 against Swansea with a couple of minutes to go, and then you lose. I mean, it's inexplicable. And you know, the manager the players aren't doing it for the manager. I have to say, some would argue, well, they must be doing it. They came back from 3-1 down to lead 4-3. But 60 feet tells you otherwise. 60 feet on the spin. And Southampton, Jesus, when am I ever going to get this team right? When I write them off, they go on a run. When I say how great they are, they lose. But they are a good side at their best. And I think any odds against you can get here to beat a Palace side that are just sitting ducks, well, you've got to take it.
5-4 Southampton for Derek. I enjoyed watching the changing faces of Alan Pardew in that game, Tom. It was good to watch.
Very good to. I don't know. I felt quite sorry for him. You know, at Newcastle with a Pardew out stuff and everything. You know, I was thinking, you know, they probably don't realise what they had was a manager who I thought had done okay there. You know, with a decent-ish squad of players. But there's some delight that I think everyone seems to get when Alan Pardew's world is crumbling around him. Like the joy I've seen on Saturday night, not because anyone's pro Swansea, just because. It's not that they're anti-Palace either. It's just people just seem to be anti-Pardew. And I couldn't believe how much joy there was. And the thing for Palace was, I looked down their squad and there's kind of, you know, household Premier League names, all right? Players with good experience, you know, on their day players, you know, with some good quality. Now, when it got to that position of being in front, I'm thinking, right, this is the moment now. You've got some big leaders. You've got some really experienced players in that team. You know, people like Kabay and, you know, the centre-halves, everybody. And they never look comfortable. You know, even getting back to that state, that's the point where you wrap things up and they just didn't do it. I don't think Palace and I don't think Pardew can kind of change his spots in a week. And I don't expect them to change their approach this one. I don't think they can go after Southampton any other way than by absolutely going for it. They're an attack-minded side, which has been a big problem for them because they've been picked off. And I think people worked them out. They had a fantastic run the beginning of last season, up over Christmas and everything. And, you know, I was backing them a lot. They were brilliant away from home. But I don't know whether it's the fact that teams have sussed them out. And they're up against the Southampton side, who've just come back to the boil, haven't they? Three clean sheets in a row. You know, some good results for them. 10 clean sheets they've got this season. The only thing in my mind is whether there's going to be goals or not in this. That's what I cannot work out, and I'm still not sure. Palace, their recent scorelines, 5-4, 2-1, 3-2, 4-2, 3-1 defeats, whereas Southampton are keeping clean sheets. So do you go for Southampton, you know, to win to nil at 13-5 and think that will continue against a Palace side with zero confidence? Or conversely, you're backing Southampton team and goals because Palace ultimately, they tend to score, you know, and they just scored four last week. So going forward, there aren't major problems for them. I'm just going to side on the over. So I'm going to go for a Southampton win and over 2.5 goals at 12-5 because it covers me a number of ways. Whether Southampton just take them to the cleaners and beat them 3 or 4 nil, which I can't necessarily see happening, but it just covers me. Likewise, if Palace get on the score sheet, I think Southampton will fancy the chance. But Southampton, very, very tough to score against.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.